Welcome to Time with Abba, the Fleshing Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 11, Monday, 2019, Day 42. Today's topic, God with us distinguish us from other people. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use a subject-shifting devotion method. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 24 verses 1 to 6, Exodus chapter 32 verse 1 to chapter 33 verse 23, Matthew chapter 26 verse 69 to chapter 27 verse 14, Proverbs 8 verses 33 to 36. Now pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is God with us distinguish us from other people. Moses told God a simple but very powerful saying in today's Exodus 33 verses 14 to 16. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." And Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" Wow, very important passage. Yeah, why I said this is a simple but powerful saying. Because even a church has big buildings, lots of money, lots of members, but without God's presence, maybe they would do these two things so that they can have God's presence just as what Aaron and leaders of the Israelites did. Number one, a huge offering. Those 2 million Israelites gave up their gold rings to make an offering to God. They made a physical image for them to worship God, as according to the meaning of that calf, it's not just what other people worship, but also, they thought God was sitting above the calf for them to worship. They thought that God would accept their huge offering. Number two, they kept the feast to worship God and to offer burnt offering and peace offering. It's somewhat like people ignore political crises become when during the time of World War I and World War II, there are lots of people still live in a luxurious life, dancing, playing, all kinds of attitude. But what we can see is that they were not worshipping God. Then they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in rivalry. In Hebrew, it means they were drunk and having all kinds of dirty party. Yeah. I got three this words from today's passage, the D-I-S. Number one, distinguish. Exodus 33, verse 16. What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? Number two, disown. Matthew 26, verse 75. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. Disregard, that's from Proverbs 8:33. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. If God is not with us, even we have lots of money to offer and our church building is big and beautiful, everything in the church is gold-plated, miracles and signs won't happen. Life won't change. And there is not much difference to distinguish from other people. Church life is social life. People would disown Jesus just as what Peter did. And Christians would disregard Jesus' teaching and the warning of the Holy Spirit. If God is with us, the opposite of everything above will happen. Even those Israelites did not have a place to settle. But signs and wonders always happen. All people feared God and be willing to listen to God's servants and God's glory. Being shown forth. God will thus distinguish us from other people. Do you agree? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to meet you each day and in your glory so that we can be distinguished from other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, God with us distinguishes us from other people. Do you agree? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.